Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We enjoyed two very good performances, but it's still really early in the season. We're still with a really good competition for places, and now we're going to go exactly the same way, facing Crystal Palace, which is our priority, and making sure we enjoy this period, because last night against Wolfsburg, I thought Goodison Park was at its very, very best, and those memories are quite important to keep in our minds, and that's all we're working towards, to create more good memories over the next few weeks.
Well, the season is well and truly in full flow for Everton now, having completed a Europa League win here over Wolfsburg on Thursday evening. It's back to Premier League action today, before a cup tie in South Wales in just over 48 hours' time, not to mention a Merseyside derby next weekend. The manager's mantra, though, will be one game at a time, and today it's Crystal Palace here at Goodison, with Evertonians very much aware of the damage that they inflicted upon the club's Champions League aspirations last season. Roberto Martinez has run the changes today. He named the same side against Wolfsburg that started at West Brom, but today there are four changes from that Europa League victory on Thursday evening. Coleman is out injured, Naismith, McGeady and Morales are on the bench, so there are first starts in an Everton jersey for Christian Atsu and Samuel Eto'o. Sylvain Distan also returns, and Leon Osman makes his first start of the campaign. Everton then with Howard in goal, Stones reverting to right back, Jagielka and Distan and Leighton Baines complete the back four, McCarthy and Barry, Atsu, Eto'o and Osman, and Lukaku leading the attack. Alongside McGeady, Morales and Naismith on the bench are Gibson, Besic, Alcaraz and Robles. Crystal Palace make three changes from their 0-0 draw against Burnley. Mariappa, Zahar and Gale all drop to the bench. Martin Kelly starts, as does Joe Ledley and Yannick Bolasie. Our referee is Michael Oliver from Northumberland, his fourth Premier League game of the season already. His last Everton game was a 2-0 defeat for us at Southampton back in late April. One we don't want to remember. All set then for a 4 o'clock start. Sunday afternoon football at Goodison Park, and the sun is shining currently. Will it shine on Everton throughout the day? Crystal Palace to kick off, and they are attacking the Gladys Street goal. So Tim Howard away to my left-hand side, and immediately Yannick Bolasie almost creating an opportunity, Graham.
Yeah, it caused a few problems here for John Stones. Just his strength.
Just as far as Crystal Palace are lining up, Spironi in goal, a back four of Kelly at right back, Dan, Delaney and Ward, and then a midfield of Puncheon, MacArthur, Jedinak and Ledley. And I think Yannick Bolasie may just wander behind Fraser Campbell, although I think he's more essentially a winger, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bolasie, so he'll probably try and terrorise the Everton fullbacks.
Yeah, we'd like to think that Atsu can get after, you know, the fullback on this side. Samuel Eto'o just playing on the left-hand side at the moment.
The game.
Here's Barry for Everton. Lukaku. Barry again. Played towards the left, and Eto'o let the ball run towards Leighton Baines, who's done well to win it back. He has, and got it into Lukaku, who's laid it off outside the penalty area for Samuel Eto'o. Shot at goal. Well, it was always running through to the keeper easily enough, and no problems for Spironi in the Crystal Palace goal.
Yeah, just got a slight deflection. I think we took this thing at the shot. But it was on target. Good play from Leighton Baines.
Gareth Barry. His ball is cut out easily by Joe Ledley. Given away, though, immediately won back by Everton. Now maybe they can play Christian Atsu in. He's inside the penalty. He's gone round the keeper, but he hits it into the side netting. Well, it was wonderful, tricky feet from Christian Atsu. Maybe he could have got a shot away before he tried to take it round the keeper. But nevertheless, it was almost a bit of wing wizardry. And Christian Atsu, looking to score on his full debut, hits the side netting.
Yeah, it's a great ball from the outside of his foot from Leon Osman, just dissects a fullback. Goalkeeper does well, Spironi just stays up for as long as possible and just couldn't squeeze the ball in from a tight angle. Good ball from Leon Osman. perhaps has shown his pace.
Now Gareth Barry turning back towards the halfway line and then flicking the ball inside for McCarthy. Osman, he's released Lukaku, he's got a run on goal. Lukaku! Scores for Everton! Romelu Lukaku played in so wonderfully well to the edge of the penalty area. He then had the pace and the power to shake off Delaney and put himself in a one-on-one situation with Speroni, and he took the chance and slotted it past the keeper into the park end net. It was a wonderful flick into his path from Osman, and Romelu Lukaku did the rest. Everton 1, Crystal Palace 0.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes you just need a little spark in that final third when the team are coming to Goodison Park to defend like that. And it's the trickery of Leon Osman, a little ball round the corner, it puts Lukaku through. As you said, Ali, used his pace, Palace defenders weren't going to catch him, but he still had the presence of mind just to slot it left-footed under the on-rushing Speroni. Great start. Do Crystal Palace now have to change the tactics a little bit?
Corner right-hand side, it's the first of the afternoon, it's the 13th minute of the game, and it's Everton that lead by a goal to nil. Leighton Baines has come across to the right to take this kick for Everton. So a delivery by the left foot of Baines from the Everton right. Corner played short in the end, and Samueletta with a great turn inside the penalty area drills one in. Chance for Lukaku, still a chance, he couldn't get it out of his feet and get the shot in the end, and Crystal Palace smuggle it away, but Everton immediately have it back. Distan, Jagielka, Barry lifts it into the penalty area, off the head of Delaney, Samueletta just miscued his shot, and off his left foot it goes behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, good corner kick between a shot, one of his great skill from Samueletta, who got half a yard, tried to pick out Lukaku in the 6 yard box, miskicked it. Lukaku, half chance.
Yeah.
He's looked lively, Etu, from the start.
Here's Gareth Barry. As Everton build again from the halfway line. Clip forward to Atsu. He's got him behind Joel Ward. Atsu on the edge of the penalty area. Into Osman. Good first time shot from Leon Osman. And well held in the end by Speroni.
It was. Good play from Atsu. Got all to bring the ball down under control. But the presence of mind, he can't get a shot away himself. But he just looks back and it's Osman trying to support him, he just rolls it in his path, decent side foot shot from Leon Osman, but straight at the goalkeeper.
Yeah, hit it well, hit with pace, but
initially initially the control for Matsu could easily have been a handball.
Yeah, might have been a harsh one on Ward, but Howard has come penalty. And has conceded a penalty. Well, you heard the concern in Graham Sharp's voice. Immediately that ball went into the penalty area and allowed, was it McCarthy to get the run inside the box, and Tim Howard brought him down because he wasn't going to get there, Tim Howard, and unfortunately James McArthur's gone over Tim Howard and the referee deems that to be a spot kick.
Yeah, really, really sloppy from Everton, you know, should have sensed the danger.
So, out of absolutely nothing, Crystal Palace have got a route back into the game here. We said they'd be reliant on set pieces, etc. Well, now they've got a spot kick, and it's Jedinak, the skipper, from 12 yards at the Gladys Street end. Come on, Tim Howard. Jedinak steps up and puts it high into the net. Howard goes the wrong way. That is a good penalty, and that is Crystal Palace back on level terms via the skipper. Neil Jedinak, the Australian international, scores from the spot, and Everton are pegged back at one apiece.
Yeah, you don't save them. Good penalty. But again, we talk about sloppy play and allowing people back into the game. You know, look at the stats, it's all about possession. But, you know, if you make mistakes like that, you know, the Premier League, you're going to get punished. I don't know if Tim had a shout or was slow off his line. I'm just having a look at it again. A little bit of confusion between, I think, Stones and Dissan are waiting for Tim Howard to come. He hasn't, he's reacted late, he's came out, he's not sure what's going to happen. It's quite harsh,
it's
I think.
It's a soft one, yeah. Isn't it? McArthur for Jedinak. Jedinak's ball, cross field towards Bolasie, who brings it down under control. on his right foot, then gets the better of Stones initially into the penalty area, puts the ball back, chance for a shot on the turn, appeals for handball. It was Joe Ledley's shot that was blocked inside the penalty area. Strong handball appeals from him. Everton have cleared as far as Lukaku.
Crowded out.
Well, that was a chance for Palace.
Yeah, again it comes from Bolasie, certainly the danger man.
Apsu now for Everton, he's given it away. Ledley feeds Bolasie. Bolasie outside the box, shot takes a deflection, hits the crossbar, comes out to Campbell. And Campbell not flagged offside, and the ball cleared by Leighton Baines.
Oh, what a let-off that is. Ball took the deflection, loops over Tim Howard. He's stranded, hits the crossbar, that is a let-off.
So Baines then to take on the right-hand side for Everton. Left-footed delivery over the keeper. It'll be another Everton corner on the far side. It's off the head of MacArthur. And no, the referee's not going to allow time for the corner to be taken. Bang on, 2 minutes of stoppage time on my watch. So we go in at the break with the scores level at one apiece. And you have to say that Crystal Palace have taken the chance that came their way via the penalty spot after the foul on MacArthur by Tim Howard, converted by Jedinak after Everton had gone in front in the ninth minute, courtesy of a good goal from Romelu Lukaku. A great little flick from Leon Osman released him, and Lukaku did the rest. But we knew it was going to be difficult. We knew how Crystal Palace would set up. They're here to frustrate Everton, and at the moment, they'll be the much happier of the two sides, Graham.
Well, they are. You know, Everton, I thought for the first 20, 25 minutes, he couldn't get a kick, and it was all Everton. We get the goal. You know, good finish from Lukaku after a good ball from Leon Osman. But we can't go on and get that second goal, and with that, we have a lot of the ball, and then we start giving it away cheaply, playing into their hands here, playing for set pieces. They got the equaliser, indecision in the back four for Everton, leading to a penalty, which I thought was rather soft. Haven't seen it again. But they get the equaliser, and you know, as I said to you before, there's nothing great about it. They set up defensively. They've set up as a defensive unit to make it hard for us to break them down, and in the hope that they can catch us on the break. And it's the boy down the left-hand side, you know, Bolasie, who's causing his problems with his strength, his power, his direct running. So we've got to come up with something else. You know, we've got a lot of ball and play nice balls in there. But one instance here at the end, when somebody's put a ball in the box and there is not one Everton forward in there, there is like five, six Crystal Palace defenders. Somebody's got to take a chance. And by that, I mean in Lukaku, Eto, their centre-forwards, get in there and try and score a goal. So just watching it as it progresses, get in there. You know, that's my big criticism about Lukaku. I thought last year when he came, he was getting in those situations, scoring with headers inside the six-yard box. But for some other reason, he's not doing that this year. He got his goal, he took it really well, so go on from there. I just don't think we're making enough inroads. Yes, we're having a lot of possession, but we're not making enough inroads. They've done a job on the left-hand side, stopping Leighton Baines coming forward. Punching is doing more of a defensive role than an attacking role. Their threat is coming down the left-hand side from Bolasie and from set pieces. But we just brought it on ourselves a little bit. We're getting nervy, the crowd were getting nervy. And after going a goal up, you're thinking, go on and get the second one and kill it, let them change it. We couldn't do that. They're back in the game now, and hey, it's anybody's game second up.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park as we are just underway for this second half. Seconds into it, and Everton have the ball, attacking the Gladys Street goal in this second half with the tie finally balanced at one apiece. Everton in front in the ninth minute through Romelu Lukaku, and Crystal Palace level on the half-hour mark via the penalty spot. No changes at the break, as you were, in terms of both sides. And what have Everton got to do, Graham, to unlock the door in this second half?
Well, the consensus of opinion in the press room at half-time is they've got to move the ball quicker. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, they all possession, but like, just like their instance, we're attacking, all of a sudden we're back at Tim Howard. I'm just going to say, sometimes you've got to take a chance when you've got possession and try a pass forward or try and get it in behind. But I think just the moment, look, we're just loitering, the ball goes back to Tim Howard again. I think there's just a little bit more urgency needed.
MacArthur turning and playing the ball out to the right for Martin Kelly. Forced back to the halfway line now, Crystal Palace. Here's Scott Dan. crossfield ball looking for Bolasie. It's going to find him as well. He's offside though. Flag raised, free kick. Quickly taken by Everton and John Stones, who receives the ball back from McCarthy. Stones galloping forward into the Crystal Palace half, putting a ball into Samuel Eto'o. Eto'o got the ball out of his feet and dragged his shot wide of goal.
I thought it was a corner, I thought it took a deflection, but it was a good run from John Stones. That's what we need to see, somebody taking a chance and making inroads in there. Good little ball. First touch, he just dragged it. Samuel Eto'o, but that was better from John Stones, making something happen. Don't just be content to play in front of them, just commit them at times.
Throw in for the visitors. Here's Bolasie receiving in front of the Palace fans, putting a ball into the box towards Campbell. Was he a bit slow to react there, Graham?
He was. I don't think he expected Everton defender to miss it.
Oh, it was a half chance that for Fraser Campbell. After a mistake by Everton, here's Martin Kelly on the right. That's a deep ball into the penalty area. Howard's come for it, he's been beaten, and it's gone in! It's Fraser Campbell who scored, and Tim Howard is at fault, I have to say. He went for the high ball in from Martin Kelly, and Fraser Campbell rose with Tim Howard, and he got the back of his head onto the ball, and it looped into the net, despite the attention of Phil Jagielka on the goal line. He couldn't keep it out, and Fraser Campbell has scored his first goal for Crystal Palace. And they, incredibly, are in front here at Goodison Park in the ninth minute of the second half.
Yeah, I think it's a goal out. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, it's a centre-forward. Decent ball in the box. The centre-forward's in the box. Tim Howard's going for the ball. I think he just puts his arm across. I'd be disappointed if I was the centre-forward. I think that's a goal.
Stones, right of centre, halfway line. Into the centre circle he goes. And Stones decides to go on his own. Out to the right now, he uses Atsu. Atsu into the penalty area. Outside of him, Osman. Osman's cut back. Well, that's better. It's forced a corner after it was defended inside the six-yard box. And at last, a bit of link-up play.
Well, it's more positive because somebody's running at their back four, running at the defenders. I think Kevin Morales is going to come on. I think Stephen Naismith's another one that's going to come on.
We have a corner which Baines has played short to Atsu. Baines gets the ball back, but it doesn't as yet go into the penalty area. To the edge of the box for Jagielka. Now Atsu again. Atsu takes his man on. He's got into the penalty area, to the dead ball line. Cuts it back. Miskicked. Blocked and placed over by Barry in the end. Well, that was a chance. And Everton's first chance was blocked. And the second high over the crossbar.
Yeah, and it's great clue from the youngster Atsu, goes past the defender. That's what you need to do, be positive. He goes past him as if he's not, gets to the byline, puts a great cross, and it's Lukaku with a decent side foot finish. It's blocked in the line, falls to Gareth Barry, and he just slashes it over. That's more positive. That's what you need in the final third. Positivity, it's not just passing the ball. Yeah. So we're going to make something happen.
Speroni outside of his penalty area, sends it forward up towards Puncheon. Can't keep hold of it. Palace trying to win it back, so is Leighton Baines, taken from him by Jedinak, and Jedinak's ball to the edge of the penalty area is cut out by Jagielka, but then Osman's caught in possession. Puncheon's got a chance here. Puncheon feeds Bolasie, and Bolasie has netted to give Crystal Palace a third and probably a winning goal here at Goodison Park yet again. They're on to repeat their feat of last season. They've scored three at Goodison for the second successive season. Everton exposed, a mistake by Osman, caught in possession. The ball fed into Yannick Bolasie just inside the penalty area, and he stroked it low into the corner of Tim Howard's left-hand side. And Crystal Palace lead by 3-1. And it is Palace who are on course for their first win of the season.
Yeah, it's another mistake. You know, it's a good finish from Bolasie, who's probably been man of the match. You know, but Everton, you know, chasing the game at 2-1, I've just conceded a third. Another 3 goals, you know, conceded at home.
Now Morales out to the right-hand side for McCarthy. McCarthy's ball in, Lukaku's header, and then headed over the crossbar by Scott Danner. Don't think Lukaku's header was going in, was it, Graham?
No, I think it was. I think we just tried to angle it back across, just to try and loop it behind the goalkeeper. It's a good ball from McCarthy, better position from Lukaku on the back stick. No, you're probably right, just try to head it back. across the 6-yard box.
Now, corner played short for Baines. Baines across for Osborne. First time shot, beaten away by Speroni. And then Puncheon gets fortunate to see the ball off Morellison behind for a goal kick. McCarthy across to Baines. Baines for Lukaku, into McCarthy, that's a penalty.
Yeah, penalty.
He's been brought down just inside the penalty area. Scott Dan, is it, who's brought him down. And McCarthy, well, he came in from right to left, got a return ball, went into the penalty area, skipped across Scott Dan, the knee went out, yeah. Brought him down, penalty Everton.
Yeah, I would say so, not a lot, but in that position, James McCarthy's made the most of it, he just hung his leg out. Make for an interest, Leighton Baines can put this away.
Here we go then, as we enter the 83rd minute of the game. Leighton Baines from the penalty spot, just as he did on Thursday at the Gladys Street end. Can he convert? He's got Speroni to beat. Baines from 12 yards. Oh yes, puts it into the opposite corner to where Speroni dived. It went to Speroni's right. And Leighton Baines just slotted it so comfortably past the keeper, low along the ground, into the opposite corner, as to how he dispatched it on Thursday. Yeah. So, 3-2, back in the game.
We need 2 men to take the kick off Crystal Palace. Darren Gibson's going to come on. First of all, they make the substitution, and Darren Gibson's going to come on for Everton.
Barry for Osman. Osman turns it quickly to the left for Leighton Baines. Baines into Morales, he's inside the box. Morales has won Everton a corner, and the Evertonians are on their feet.
It was a chance, Al, as well. Better delivery from Morales here.
Corner, left-hand side. Every man back defending for Palace. Everton have played this corner short again. Baines for Morales. Morales back for Baines. Can he deliver here? Cuts it back. Jagielka's shot just wide of the right-hand post. Phil Jagielka stroking it just wide, right-footed from around about 12 yards.
Yeah, well works. Corner there from Everton. Just couldn't get a shot on target, Jagielka. Good cut back from Baines.
Throw in Palace inside their own half. Kelly takes. Puncheon receives, can't hold on to it. Osman gets it into Naismith. Naismith for Morales, chance here. Morales for Lukaku! Oh, inches wide, hooked wide by Lukaku, fed by Morales, and it just went inches wide of the keeper's left-hand post.
That's better, he's getting in the box. You know, the ball played through from Morales. Good little ball from Naismith, sets Morales clear. He gets in front of the defender, just scoops it over.
Throw in. And subsequently, Everton worked the ball over to the right-hand side. Here's Jagielka. Jagielka to the left for Barry. Into the penalty area for Lukaku. Cut back, almost an own goal.
Oh, I don't believe
it. The keeper gets fortunate because the ball bounces off Morales and back into the keeper's arms.
Oh, how unfortunate is that? A little bit of good fortune, Palace here. Good play down the left again. Ball feed into Lukaku, he does well, he whips it across. I think it's from his own defender, with deflection, the keeper saves it.
Speroni's delivery is long to the edge of the Everton penalty area. Jagielka gets something on it, McCarthy helps it out to the right for Samuel Eto'o. Samuel Eto'o back for McCarthy, Eto'o won't get the return. Lukaku will try and pick up for Everton, just about keeps the ball in play, turns and runs infield. Finds a blue shirt in the shape of Naismith. He finds Osman. Out wide it goes for Baines. Baines with the ball in. Cleared by Scott Dan. And it's a throw-in.
It's all or nothing.
With
now.
Over 6 minutes of stoppage time played on my watch.
Get it in the box now. One touch and put it
here's
in there.
Here's Morales. It needs to go into the penalty area. Morales turns. Now he plays it across to the edge of the box. McCarthy's lost it. Then he picks it up again. Corner of the penalty area, right hand side, left foot across into the box. Osman beaten in the air by Scott Dan, and Everton have lost to Crystal Palace for the second successive season at Goodison Park, and the scoreline is identical to last season's. Everton 2, Crystal Palace 3, and all that after Everton had gone in front as early as the 9th minute through Romelu Lukaku. Crystal Palace had hardly had a kick of the ball before they equalised on the half-hour mark via a penalty from Jedinak. after MacArthur was fouled by Howard. And in the second half, as we expected Everton to turn up the heat on Crystal Palace and seek out what we hoped would be the winning goals at the Gladys Street end, they were hit at the other end by a goal from Fraser Campbell on 54 minutes, Bolasie on 69, which made Everton's task ever more insurmountable. They got one back from the spot from Leighton Baines with 7 minutes remaining, but it wasn't enough, and Everton have huffed and puffed their way to a defeat at Goodison Park again this season. Having lost their last home game to Chelsea, Everton now haven't won any of their last four home Premier League games going back to last season. It is not a great start to this Premier League campaign for the Blues. Beaten here by Crystal Palace, Everton 2, Crystal Palace 3.
Disappointing to say the least, Alan. You know, a home game 3-2, you're conceding three goals. You're conceding three goals again, and that's what everybody will look at. Got off to a great start, 1-0. You know, then all of a sudden we're chasing the game at 3-1, and I don't know. I just think at times we didn't move the ball quickly enough. I think we had a lot of possession, passed it. But in that final third, it's still not happening. Lukaku got off to a good start, made a really good finish, but apart from that, you know, he's not really threatening the goalkeeper. He's not really been bossed again. You know, Etu flitted in and out of things. You know, wasn't a real presence. They came, done a job. You know, they'll go away really, really happy. But I just think that, yeah, we've conceded goals, but I still think in the final third, we've not got that killer instinct. When we're 1-0 up, let's go for two. We kind of sit back and invite pressure onto us. You know, they're a team who are well drilled, not the ball in the box and all that kind of thing. But we should be beating Crystal Palace at home. Yeah. I know we got beat last year, but we got off to the perfect start, but just couldn't capitalise on it. I don't think we moved the ball quick enough. That's my only real grievance. They all had the right good goal. There's not a problem with what rate and effort and attitude and everything else, but we conceded bad goals today. I think again, the penalty, the Fraser Campbell header, okay, the third goal comes, you know, chasing it a little bit. But, you know, after a long spell of possession in the first half, and you look at possession stats, hey, Neil Warnock won't be allowed worried about possession stats. He'll be settled for a team that's came here, done a job, tried to hit us in the break. Bolasie, for me, man of the match for them by a country mile. He was a real threat. You know, when you look at it, and then I'm looking on our side, have we got a real threat on our side? And maybe, you know, people are getting on the back of Lukaku now, but maybe, and I tend to agree with him at times, I don't think his positions are good, but we don't feed him early enough. I'm thinking Gibson, when he comes on, he looks to try and move the ball quicker, you know, with a little bit more urgency. I think Lukaku, whether we're not feeding him quickly enough, you know, whether it's too slow for him, we need to feed him early. We need to be more incisive, take more chances in the final third. Don't always come out and look for the option to just, I'll pass it back just for the sake of keeping possession. Try and get a pass, a forward pass, to make things happen. Try and give it to Lukaku. I still think he needs to work on positions in and around the box. But, you know, everybody will highlight the three goals we've conceded.
Again.
And the third one you could say is a decent finish from Bolasie. But again, we're caught out with sloppy play, in possession in our own half, you know, just in front of the back four. You know, we give a goal away there as well. So, three bad goals. You know, we did our best, and all credit to the boys. Rolled his sleeves up, had a right good go at it, but it's really hard in the Premier League when you go 3-1 to come back and get something from it. We came close near the end, but it wasn't to be, so it's another disappointing afternoon losing to Crystal Palace.
It is indeed, and it'll be a concern to Evertonians and manager Roberto Martinez alike that Everton's start to the season has seen them win just one from five Premier League games so far, and turn their attention to the League Cup on Tuesday, but it's a Merseyside derby to contend with next weekend as well.
Oh, well, you're looking at, you know, the Everton, you know, conceding goals. You're looking at Liverpool conceding goals. As I said at the beginning of the programme, it could be 6-6. But no, we've got to work on that. It's, you know, okay, maybe poor decision making has led to the goals that we've conceded, and you just hope you can eradicate that. But again, it's three goals at home, and you're giving yourself an awful lot to chase. You know, the Chelsea game, you know, six goals at home. He's three goals against not a great Crystal Palace side, but a Palace side that managed to score three goals hitting on the break and make it difficult for us. So really, really disappointing. Really, really disappointing. It was a game I thought coming into we could win and win quite comfortably, but if you have to praise them, you give them a little bit of praise, because they set up, you know, a system which everybody was had bought into. You look at Puncheon, who'd never done anything going forward in the first half, just said, I'm stopping Leighton Baines coming forward. So they stuck to the guns. Yeah, a little bit of good fortune at the end when we had a couple of half chances, but you know, they've came here, done a job, and went away with 3 points.
Man of the match, I'm trying to say. Motor range man of the match, Graham.
Well, motor range man of the match wasn't an easy one today. I'm going to give it to James McCarthy, who I thought was never gave up, covered every blade of grass, was asked to play in a three-man centre-back at the end, still getting forward, got forward for the penalty, so my motor range man of the match for today is James McCarthy.
Post-match. A very strange one, I would say, because we were all very, very aware that we had to start the game well, that we had to impose ourselves, that we couldn't allow Crystal Palace to have any sort of thought that they could take advantage of that, and I thought we did that extremely well. The way we started the game, remember that Crystal Palace are one of the best defensive sides in the league, and we scored a goal from open play really early, which shows the good movement and the way that we were controlling the game. And then from that point on, you need to get the second goal, and I felt that obviously the penalty comes from nowhere. I couldn't see Crystal Palace having any sort of threat in front of our goal, and all of a sudden we give them a penalty, and then the momentum changes. All of a sudden we had to do a lot of effort, a lot to be in front, and Crystal Palace, they had to work extremely hard but not in attacking duties. And from that point on, I thought our performance was quite dodgy. Defending Tim Howard, you can concede 3 goals from 3 shots on target. Yes, you can call it spooky, and it's one of those days that this is going to happen. It's the same result that we had in April last season, but it's one of those games that I felt that we should have managed the game a lot better, and not allowing the 3 mistakes to cost us so dearly.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.